And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and our theme in the second hour is The End is Near. Each of my guests is talking about the end of something. My first guest tracked worldwide debt over the past 30 years and has drawn some conclusions. We discussed his findings from his book, Endgame, The End of the Debt Supercycle, and how it changes everything. My next guest spends his time traipsing around cemeteries across the world for the final resting places of the famous and the infamous. He'll tell us where the bodies are buried from his book, Where Are They Buried? How Did They Die? Fitting Endings and Final Resting Places of the Famous, Infamous, and Noteworthy. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question of my guest, Todd Benoit, you can always call us at 639-0008. Todd Benoit is an entrepreneur who has logged more than 10,000 miles driving around the country in search of notable gravesites. And he joins us today from his palatial home back in the greater Boston area. Todd, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, thank you for being our guest. This is such a fun subject, and we don't nearly have enough time to talk about all of the famous people that you have researched, but we'll try to do the best we can in the time that we have. And let's start with the old riddle. Who's buried in Grant's tomb? Well, the answer to that is nobody. Grant is entombed there, but not buried. But the bigger question is, where truly is Grant's tomb, and how did it get there?
Well, it's funny, out of all the hundreds of graves, that you could have brought up. You mentioned one that's not in the book. if you see, the book is kind of centered more around cultural icons, and I really avoided putting any presidents in the book except for Kennedy, only because of all the people in the whole assassination story that also do have interesting grave places. But people like, you know, generally there aren't any presidents in the book.
Well, it's interesting. I brought that up because of the old saw about who's buried in Grant's tomb. But it does bring up the more interesting point of how did you get started down this path of researching famous and infamous dead people to find out where they're buried?
Well, I really started when I was in college. I went to UMass in a town called Lowell, Massachusetts. And if you're familiar, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners are, if they're interested in books, if they're familiar with Jack Kerouac, that's where Jack Kerouac is from. And Jack Kerouac, of course, is the father of the Beat generation. And so he grew up in the town where I was going to college, and I became a bit of a follower of Jack Kerouac, and I was devouring all his writings. And so decided to go visit his grave, because he died in 1969 of a little too much drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, you know, I found out where the cemetery was, and then it turned out, you know, that information was wrong, and I went to a different cemetery. And long story short, in order to find his grave, took you know a lot longer than I ever could have imagined. And a friend and I finally did find it. And it kind of occurred to me at that moment that, geez, you know, there's a lot of celebrities or famous people whom others might want to visit their graves, and there doesn't seem to be any clearinghouse of that information. And so that kind of planted the seed in my head. But then it took a number of years, and you know, before the seed was really germinated into, boy, you know what, I should really go search all these out and put them into a book.
I love it.
Because, you know, now, you know, this was what I'm talking about was pre-internet. Now you can go on the internet and you can punch in any name you want. You can come up with a place, you know, of where somebody is buried. Although my book tells specifically, like, you know, how to get to the cemetery, and not only that, once you're at the cemetery, go down this driveway and then take the second right and then count over 9 stones and so forth. And, you know, that's the kind of information that was really, you know, never disparaged at all.
No, it's not. We're talking to Todd Benoit, everybody, author of the book, Where Are They Buried? And, Todd, the other thing that I like about your book is it's not just about the graves. You've got great backstory on each person in your book. So let's talk about some of the people that might be in your book. Let's start with John Belushi.
Mm-hmm.
Where is John Belushi buried, and what's the story there?
Well, John Belushi is one of those people whom the exact location of his grave is still, there's a little bit of question that surrounds it. Of course, you know, Belushi died, I think it was 1982, of a cocaine overdose, and he at the time, he was married to a woman who had a house on Martha's Vineyard. He was spending a lot of time on Martha's Vineyard. So he ended up in a cemetery there called Abel's Cemetery. And when you enter the cemetery, there's a big stone. It's about the size of, I don't know, maybe like half the size of a small car, okay? And it says Belushi on it. And 99.9% of the people who seek out that cemetery, they assume that Belushi is buried there under that stone. But it seems that that's really a diversion. If you go way to the back of the cemetery, I'm just kind of off the top of my head now. Anyway, you need to pick up the book. But way in the back of the cemetery, in an unmarked grave, is actually where Belushi is buried. And but then also that story was even complicated further because when his, I believe it was his father died some years later, Belushi's originally from Illinois, there was a lot of conjecture that Belushi's body was moved from Martha's Vineyard over to his grave in Illinois. So maybe, I think only the immediate family members in the case of John Belushi might know, but I suspect he's still at Martha's Vineyard.
Makes for a fascinating story. Todd, what about Charlie Chaplin, the silent movie star? Where did he finally fall silent?
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin, he was buried in Switzerland, I think it was, but Charlie Chaplin, of course, well, not of course, but he after he died, he had quite an interesting travel because a really strange story. There was these two, a couple of guys that maybe weren't too bright. They had this harebrained scheme concocted where they were going to dig up Charlie Chaplin and hold him, his body, for ransom. And they actually did it. They dug him up and they reburied him in a cornfield somewhere and sent his wife a ransom note and said, you know, pay up or Charlie gets it. When he starts dead. Or Charlie disappears, say. And anyway, the plan, I think she decided that she wasn't paying. And then one way, then somehow or another, the whole plan unraveled. And these two guys, they were arrested and so forth. And but yeah, it is interesting. You know, sometimes the story of these fascinating lives doesn't really stop with the death, you know.
No,
there have been others too. I think Benny Hill, off the top of my head, he wasn't necessarily moved, but he was dug up because Benny Hill. And you want to, if you did mention the backstory,
yeah,
that you know of these different celebrities. You know, Benny Hill had a very odd life. I mean, there's some people who they seem to think that he died a virgin. He was in his 60s or so when he died. He was, you know, he made an awful lot of money in his life, but he lived in this like really squalid little apartment with really no furniture. He had like, you know, milk crates for coffee tables, that kind of thing. And so when he died without a will and all this kind of thing, there was a big question about where the money might have gone. And so some people actually dug up Benny Hill because they thought maybe he was buried with his money.
Tried to take it with him, huh?
That's right. And in the morning, you know, all people, you know, the caretaker of the cemetery found a grave that had been dug up and everything, and Benny was still in the grave. But it's interesting, you know, like you said, you never know where these stories might end.
No, you don't. We're talking to Todd Benoit, everybody, author of the book, Where Are They Buried? And Todd, another one that comes to mind is kind of fun. The largest manhunt in U.S. history was for President Abraham Lincoln's assassin, John Wilkes Booth. Where is John Wilkes Booth buried?
He's buried in outside of Baltimore, Maryland. I think it's a little burb there. And yeah, that, you know, it's funny. It's funny to mention him because I do get emails from people once in a while. You know, frequently. And somebody said to me, "How come you in your book you say where John Wilkes Booth is buried, but you don't put where President Lincoln is buried?" And that goes back kind of the same thing to our beginning of our conversation. And it was a good point that she made. And you know, the reason is. Again, if everybody knows where President Lincoln is buried, or if you don't know immediately, it's very easy to find out, and it's a historical site. But for somebody like John Wilkes Booth, there's a historical interest there, and it's kind of there's some kind of curiosity there that needs to be addressed, and so that's why I included somebody like John Wilkes Booth. But also, I just wanted to mention too, you know, the book, and as you brought up, it's not just about where are they buried and this is how you get the graves and stuff, but the backstory is very interesting because what I found is that in order to get in my book, I started to realize these people led some very fascinating lives. I mean, now somebody like John Wilkes Booth or Lee Harvey Oswald, they didn't lead a fascinating life. I mean, they happened to be in the book because of, you know, their historical accident that happened. But 90% of the people that are in the book, you know, different, like I say, you know, either film celebrities or sports heroes or authors or et cetera, they led very fascinating lives. And I didn't want the book to read like an encyclopedia. I didn't want to say, okay, and then they made this movie, and then they, you know, they starred with Henry Fonda and blah, 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 blah. Instead, I pulled out real snippets of their lives. And so you can read the synopsis of their biography and really learn something that you probably didn't know about that celebrity or famous person and so forth. And then, oh, by the way, here's where you can go visit them today.
That's great. We're talking to the author, Todd Benoit, everybody, author of the book, Where Are They Buried? How Did They Die? Fitting Ends and Final Resting Places of the Famous, Infamous, and Noteworthy. Now, there's so many people on the list that I want to ask you about, but one that comes to mind is General George Armstrong Custer. Where did he make his final stand?
General Custer ended up at West Point, New York, and he was a graduate of West Point, and then, you know, he went to have his military career, which, you know, ended so tragically in Montana there at Little Bighorn, and they buried him back at the West Point Cemetery in West Point, New York. But unfortunately, that's one of those places that you can no longer, the common man can no longer go visit. When I first, in the mid-90s, I believe, I went to West Point to go see his grave, and you could just drive into West Point, and you could just ask somebody, hey, where's this? Because it's a big sprawling campus. And you ask somebody, hey, where's the cemetery? And you drive over to the cemetery, and you could just walk up to his grave. But these days, after 9/11, you can't do that anymore. You can't just drive into West Point. They have a guard station, and if you don't have any business being there, they make you turn around and leave. And I'm sure that if your business was, I want to go see General Custer's grave, they decide that that's not important enough to allow you as any kind of a security risk or whatever to allow you access to West Point. There's a few people in my book whom. I've seen the graves, but you probably won't be able to get into the graves. Dale Earnhardt, if there are any NASCAR fans out there.
I was going to ask you about Dale. Go ahead.
Oh, were you?
Yes, I was.
He's another one that you can't go see his grave. His family owns an enormous tract of land down in North Carolina in a little town that escapes my memory at the moment here. But, they own however many thousand acres or whatever. And and he's buried on the grounds of his estate. However, there's a big fence around there. There's actually a barbed wire fence. And once you get onto the grounds, there's a couple of like cart roads that kind of crisscross it and so forth. And I went on the grounds one night, and I actually did find his grave. But I wouldn't really recommend that anybody else, do what I
all right,
because I was trespassing, and there were dogs, and it was
And you certainly want to respect people's privacy. We're talking
Absolutely.
To Todd Benoit, everybody, author of the book Where Are They Buried? Todd, another famous name on the list that you have, Harry Houdini. Where did Harry Houdini finally disappear to?
Harry Houdini ended up in a cemetery in Queens, New York, New York City. Another one interesting. This is interesting about Harry Houdini. Of course, because he was the famous magician and illusionist and all this, he had made arrangements with his wife. This is something they had discussed, at length now and then. Was that if either of them were ever to die, they would they developed some kind of a signal that if contact in the afterlife was possible. In other words, this is what we'll do on this date, and then that's going to prove or disprove to the person who's living that there is life after death. And so, of course, Harry died, and his wife, though she searched high and low for the signal that he was supposed to send, she never got it. So that doesn't give us a lot of optimism for the afterlife.
Well, it doesn't. That is true. We're talking to Todd Benoit. Todd, what about the Fathers of Flight, Orville and Wilbur Wright? Where did they finally crash and burn?
They're in Ohio. They're in Dayton, Ohio. They happen to be in the same cemetery as Irma Bombeck, and that name probably isn't familiar to a lot of people, but Irma Bombeck was a newspaper columnist. She died about 10 years ago, and she appealed to housewives and stuff. She used to write this humorous newspaper column. Yes. But anyway, the Wright brothers happened to be in the same cemetery as Irma Bombeck. And, it actually just comes to my mind here. One of the brothers, I believe it was Orville, he died just a few years after they flew their first plane. And he never got to really see how airplanes, how quickly they evolved. Whereas the other one,
Wilbur,
he lived till after World War II. So so it's kind of pretty interesting. You think about his life. I mean, he not only invented the airplane, but then he got to see it, being used in two world wars and et cetera. And he died, I believe he had a heart attack while fixing his doorbell, is what I recall.
Yes, shocking.
A lot of interesting little tidbits in there like that, anybody can, again, I didn't want the book to read like an encyclopedia, and anybody could say, oh, yeah, and they invented the airplane and blah, 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 blah. But, you also want to bring some real, interesting readability to it. And I get a lot of compliments from people who say, boy, this is really interesting. It's a lot different than what I thought it would be.
Well, it is. We're talking to Todd Benoit, everybody, author of the book, Where They Buried. And Todd, as you say, the backstories in there make the book worth it just to read the backstories about these famous and sometimes infamous people as well. Todd, what do you want people to take away from reading your book, Where Are They Buried?
When I flip through it once in a while, I always think to myself, my God, these people, there's some real fascinating lives out there. And no matter what you're doing in your life, at that same moment, millions of other people are living their lives as well. And I guess it just kind of opened my eyes and it opens a lot of people's eyes into what your life maybe can be. And again, which, is funny because it kind of contrasts with the title. The title you would think about is just totally associated with death, but it there's a lot of life in the book, I guess, and I think that maybe what I would hope people take away is that you can have a lot of life in your life, just like these people did.
Oh, great. Todd, I would designate your book as a good read, and good reads are brought to you by Reed's Appliances here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Two showrooms to serve you, 3991 East Main Street in Ventura and 409 Anacapa Street in Santa Barbara. Todd, thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.